we all know this podcast is bullshit, but here we are, and I'm going to continue my conversation we were having before. But when it comes to Destiny 2, I have more skin in the game with it because when I was dating Jackie, we weren't engaged, we weren't anything, but my apartment was in downtown El Paso, and her house was way the fuck on the other side of town. So it was like a 45, 50-minute drive, and we would meet in the middle and go on dates and stuff, but probably like 4 or 5 good nights out of the week, I was just at home playing Destiny because I had just gotten a promotion to work, and it was dog shit. I had to wake up for work at 3:30. So I was working from 4 a.m. until, what is that? What's 8 hours from 4? Noon, 12:31. But I was salaried.
I don't do math.
Yeah. But I was salaried. So I would stay till like 1:30, and then I'd go home and nap if I wanted to have some type of night. Otherwise, I'd be going to bed at 7:30 or 8 and doing it all over again. Dude, it was dog shit. So the only thing I could fucking do was go home and play Destiny and eat dinner. Like, that's all I would do. And I would play Destiny all night, and I would just play Crucible. Because it reminded me of Halo. It reminded me of Halo's multiplayer so much. And
the Crucible is a lot better in Destiny 1, in my opinion.
Yeah,
they have a new game mode coming out where it's like they're going to lower the abilities and buff primaries. And I'm hoping it plays a little more like Halo, because I just don't enjoy the Crucible as ability heavy as it is. I want gunplay. And like, I liked Crucible when I could shoot people and they would die from it. They don't do that anymore. You got to hit them with a grenade to debuff them, and then you can fucking kill them.
And
God damn it, I was going to try and not curse this whole time. From now on, no more swearing.
No more swearing. All right. Well,
this podcast. I want to see if I can do it.
See if you can do it. I'll fill in the fuck you and fuck me and fuck that and fuck this. But
it's going to have me schwitzing by the end of it.
That counts.
But I'm going to try and not swear for no reason. Just, I just want to try it.
Do it. Self-control. Let's see it.
I also want to try and not say anything negative, which is, we'll see how that plays out.
I think this is going to be a 20-minute podcast.
I'm already getting a little tilted. Nicole bought a desk fan, and I'm using it, but the cord is a little too short, and it's a USB one, so I have it in the wall. I had it in her laptop, but the laptop turned off, so I lost power to the USB fan. I keep trying to say the F word. The fan keeps turning. turning because the cord is too short and it's vibrating, so it just like twists slowly moves on the table. And I have some NyQuil holding it on one side, and then it rotated the other way.
That's gonna
spitz.
It's gonna be a short one. But so I was always the person who hated gunplay in Crucible. I liked the abilities in Destiny 2, but now they're fucking ridiculous, man. They're wild. I liked in Destiny 1 that when you played the Crucible, you would throw a grenade, and the grenade would be, you know, AOE like control. You would just move people around out of a space because your grenade was there. And where you would pretty much, you know, you're in a duel shooting somebody with a gun, you throw a grenade and you're trying to move them to where you want to move them. You want to get them out of the way. You want to get them away from you, or you just want to move them. And that's what I like. But now grenades, like, holy motherfuck, man, a grenade's like a nuclear bomb going off in Destiny 2. Like, you get fucked, you get blinded, you get poisoned, and then you get hit by a grenade. Like, it's
God forbid they have two grenades.
No shit, man. Like, it's fucking insanity. And then, you know, and then hunters are just fucking throwing knives every which way. It's.
We should just start over in Destiny 1, make new characters.
Go back to that. The funny part is when Aztec put out that video about Glorbo, and he was like, he made up a bunch of steps to how to get the gun, and one of them was, he goes, you got to purify the Glorbo. So to purify it, you have to put it on one of your alternate characters that doesn't have darkness already. He goes, so if you're out of luck, if you have all darkness subclasses, you'll have to delete one of your character. And he was laughing his ass off saying these steps because he was saying them like they were real. And at the time I was believing it, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is the new exotic quest. I was like, I got to delete my fucking warlock or my hunter. I was like, well, who cares? And so I was going through it, and he talked about it. He goes, and then once you're done purifying Glorbo, he goes, I don't know how Destiny tracks this, but you got to go back and play Destiny 1 with a brand new character all the way through the campaign. He goes and defeat the garden, and he's laughing his ass off of that too. And he goes, and once you beat Destiny 1, then you go back in and the next step is upgraded. And I was just like, first of all, that's
funny. Why do you take things at face value, but then get into the follow the money thing? Do you buy your tinfoil hats or do you make them?
I make them.
Okay. It would be, what's Careful. The word I'm looking for?
You're pushing kind of close to the negative.
My blood pressure is
That was
rising.
A genuine question. So I was good with it. It worked and I can answer.
Like you go from believing in Sasquatch to then fucking believing in Gordo. Hey. And it's just like, I don't know what to do anymore with you, man.
You said the F word.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No,
you
I
did.
Didn't.
You did.
I did not.
You'll go back and see this.
I'm not gonna. You want me to do an intro?
Yeah. Hit it up.
Welcome back to another episode of a podcast you downloaded. Since the last time you heard us, it has become abundantly clear to me, the senator, that the incipient and, might I say, pandemic rise of quantitative easing in the post-holographic arena spawns a situation and, in fact, a conundrum in which the widespread growth of existential and even dystopian paradigms will threaten the to dominate the landscape for the foreseeable future. Now, having said that, how will you, John, therefore postulate a quid pro quo complexification from a nihilistic standpoint?
The funny part
Being broadly contemporaneous, would that postulation even germane into the philosophical dogma of the period?
I'm actually going to answer pretty clearly, which is kind of funny. I'm not going to say you typo because you don't do that. But yeah. When
statistical anomaly, if I
when
do.
When you said too dominant was what you meant to say, but then you were saying to dominate. I can't remember. But the alternate ad lib you said, I'll go back and hear it, was actually a pretty good answer to what you just asked. And that sounds like you, where you create the answer in your question often.
That's not even me, by the way. I ripped that off. I'm not even going to take any credit for that.
Who's that from?
Brian Regan's brother, Dennis Regan.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah.
I'm trying funny. To say.
He doesn't have nearly as much like recorded or albums or specials really? As his brother, but Dennis is equally as funny as his brother.
I'm going to check him out because we know one of my top five favorite comedians, good old Brian Regan. I'm pretty sure that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am so trying to not move.
Why? Are you being watched?
No, because of my sunburn.
Oh,
I feel like a crustacean who's like been asleep on the ocean floor for far too long.
Do you want to watch the miracles of zirconium?
Actually, yeah. Like diamond making?
Yeah, why not?
I like that.
Can you see that pretty good?
Yeah, I can make it a little bit bigger on my hand. So yeah, you go for it. Remind me to tell you about Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh my God. You fucking liar.
I was scrolling through YouTube shorts and my YouTube shorts is entirely different from my TikTok feed. I got a lot of like engineering and medicine and science on my YouTube. And I was just scrolling through. I was like, what's this building? It's like Magic of Zirconia. What is this? Yeah. And then this fucking popped up. Oh my God. I don't know. I keep getting these now.
Dude, that right there would make Willie Lowe cry and die. Like in 2 seconds flat.
It makes me feel queasy.
So you would be proud of me. Jackie is on a Dr. Pimple Popper a binge tour right now.
Mm.
And every time I walk into the room to talk to her, she like pauses it. She goes, wait. And so I walked in and I was like, all right, I can do this. Let's watch one. And she goes, are you sure? I was like, exposure therapy, Jackie. Let's just do it. Let's fucking do it. So she starts playing it and this guy is laying down on his side and he's like, she handed him the fucking laughing gas. So this guy's just hitting that shit like a pipe and he's just goofy as fuck and numb to it. And she's slicing over the back of his head to open up a growth under his scalp. Okay. And
assist, right?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, she goes, oh, just wait. I'm like, I'm holding it together. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can watch one. Well, she pulls it out, and this thing looks like a fucking brain, right? It's massive, but it's solid, and it's sealed, and it's huge.
Does she cut it open?
Oh, let me fish. So she's getting there and she's cutting up the edges and she pulls it out and she holds it up to him. You know, this guy's high as fuck. And she's like, look, I pulled out your brain. And he just loses his shit laughing. And he goes, yeah, it looks like a brain. And she starts laughing too. And she goes, yeah. So she puts it in the, she puts in that little metal tin where they, you know, get their little rocks off. And
the thing that they masturbate into.
Yeah. You know, when they see the little thing they pulled out. And so the guy goes to grab it. She goes, wait, don't touch it. Don't touch it yet. And he goes, why? And so she gives him a glove. So he puts on a glove and then she lets him play with it. And she's just, you know, sewing him up while he's playing with his growth. And I'm like, I'm more disturbed about what's happening right here than I am.
I have never had a doctor do that. And I don't know if they ask me, do you want to touch the thing that I pulled out? No, I don't. Get that away from me.
It's a wild time. So we're watching this guy do this. And then he's like, he lives at home with his sister. And the guy's like really dependent on her. He's probably a little autistic. And he, you could tell he definitely was. And so
did he have a pin that says, I am autism?
And so she's done. And then they call his sister into the room. She wasn't allowed to be in there because it was during COVID. So she comes in with her mask and stuff on. And this guy is like playing with it and she's back there and the doctor walks over to her. She's like at her 6 feet, whatnot. The doctor walks over with the brain and she's like, do you want to touch it? She goes, no, I don't want to fucking touch it. And he's like, please just touch it. So she's like, she gets a glove and she starts playing with it. She goes, that's so fucking gross. And I'm like, yeah, but I can look at it. I'm good. I'm doing good. Oh, yeah. Then the doctor goes over with the scalpel and cuts that bitch open. And there is pus and shit coming out. And I ran. I was like, and I took off because that's the stuff that gets me. And oh God, it was so gross. And I'm like, I'm hiding behind the wall in our bedroom while Jackie's watching live. She goes, yeah, you don't need to come over and see this. I was like, I was doing so good. And then she just cracks open the cyst. I mean, I get it. It's not attached to anybody, but I can feel that in my scalp right now. And she started laughing. And I was like, and I asked Jackie, I was like, what the fuck is pus? Like, what even is pus?
And she's like, dead bacteria and stuff.
She said skin cells. I don't know if that's true or not. But
it's just remnants of skin cells.
Yeah, she was like leftover skin cells. I'm like,
God, that was loud. I almost said the D word. Whew. Dude, check this out. So this is octopus egg.
Oh, wow. Is that a real octopus egg?
Yeah, they're making sushi out of it. But like, I had never seen octopus egg. And the inside reminds me of how like a cyst.
Yeah, that's my definitely mind. How it looks. Oh God. Yeah, bro. Why would you do it? How bad does that taste that a Japanese man is like,
not only that, but he's like a master sushi chef.
He's like, don't put that on the menu.
it just looks like maggots.
Yeah, that's, it settles very weird. He's like, this would go good with some green onion.
Watch and Tobago. You need the Tobago.
Yeah. That's just, you know,
TikTok is the largest website. I can't think of the fucking word. Search engine. That's the word I'm looking for. People use TikTok to search for information and shit. I didn't say that S word.
It's number two. We'll dock you. I think it's this Gen Alpha folks, man. That's like, they have it open all the time. And the search bar is right in front of them. Might as well do it.
I saw this article on MSNBC. Excuse me. I think it was made by AI because it sucked. But it was saying, what's after millennial? Gen Z?
Yes.
I guess Gen Alpha is starting to have like a social media presence. And their memes make no sense to Gen Z. And so Gen Z is like, is this what millennials feel like?
Yeah.
This is like, yeah.
So yeah. I was swimming today with my brother-in-law and our boys. And I was getting off. I was wearing my hat when I was swimming and I took it off. And I was like, my nephew is very, very, he's nonverbal autistic. And he's like, again, again, again. And that's like, he was kept repeating again, again, because I play this game with him where I'm Shamu. And
it's about a game.
I was like, I gotta
tell real life.
He's gonna have fun. Don't be negative now. You're not
pointing out facts isn't negative.
Yeah, that's you're good right there. But I was dying laughing because I'm like going up and getting out. And I'm like, all right, I'll be right back, River. I had to go pee on the sidewalk. And he's like, again. And I'm like, God damn it, Dylan. Just wait. Let me finish the story before you pull shit out like that. Yeah, that's the doctor. All right.
Yeah, yeah. That's the doctor.
Oh, and it's okay. I can get through this. So I'm like, I'll be right back. I was like, River, I promise. My nephew's name is River. It's like, River, I promise. No cap. And I dropped the no cap. And my brother-in-law, I did it on purpose because my brother-in-law is, I think he's 6 or 7 years older than me. And he was like, no cap? And he works around military guys. He might have heard it once or twice with his newbies, but he's like, no cap. What is that? And I'm like, you know, it's like no lie. I was like, he goes, oh, yeah. I've heard that. And I was like, you know, I looked up the etymology when we were recording one time. He goes, yeah, what is it? What does it mean? And I'm like, a cap is literally a cap. And I pulled off my hat. I was like, this is a cap. So it means no covering, no veiling, no hiding, no lie. And he goes, wow. I was like, yeah, that fucking sucks. I was like, that's how creative their slang is. No cap.
Yeah, it's like you need to get a gosh darn protractor to figure out their effing slang.
Dylan had a stroke trying to respond to that.
I'm trying, man. It's for hard. No reason. I'm just trying.
Dude, I do that when I'm around my family, right? You're trying to hold it in, and every now and then a big old shit and a fuck drops. Like, we were playing Pokemon Go this weekend, and we were raiding and killing this big old Cresselia, and I was like, and I literally, my nephew's right next to me, and he's a repeater, right? He's just a parrot right now because of his, he's learning how to talk. But anything you say, he's just like, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm like, oh, shit, I fucked up. He's like, shit, shit, shit. I'm like, fuck. He just is backwards and forth. So I'm sitting there playing. I'm doing really good so far. I haven't said any bad words this morning. And we're killing this thing. And I'm like, God damn it. None of my fucking Pokemon want to do fucking damage. And my little sister's like, Jonathan, shut up. And I was like, oh, fuck.
It's hard, man.
It's so hard. Especially,
it's hard to not.
Especially swear. When your brain's focused on something else, too. You just like, you say fuck, and then your response is.
Yeah, I'd like to see, like, you know, when I die, and then I see, like, the stats screen of, like, my whole life. Have you ever gone into your Fallout character's stat sheet, and it'll tell you how many enemies you killed, how many limbs you crippled, and no, et cetera?
I just think of the end of Left 4 Dead 2, where it's like, you know, how many
pretty much exactly that. Yeah, I want to see how many, like, I want to see the record for swears per day, and you're then, like, the highest amount versus the lowest amount since I started swearing. Because I remember being, I think I was 5, coming home from kindergarten, and I think I told this before, I was just like, I'm going to say it and be a big kid, and then I said it, and I was like, and then from then on, it's just been constant.
It's been present in your life?
I had a doctor yell at me once. I had got bit by a human, and they had to go scrub my wound, and I was just like, motherfucker, and then the doctor was just like, can you stop swearing? If you keep swearing, I'm not going to treat you, and I was just like, I can't remember. I can't repeat exactly what I said to him, but I remember being so mad because the week before I had saw that study where it said people who typically swear are on average smarter than those who don't.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And I was just like, dude, F is a doctor. He don't know S.
You know, what's sweetbreads? He doesn't know sweetbreads. What's sweetbreads?
Sweetbreads are kidneys, I think.
I thought they were brains.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not
that
brains.
Looks like, I'm just going to relate it to food. That'll probably calm it down for me. That looks like a fresh, thick cut Alfredo pasta. That looks like pasta. Yeah, that looks like noodles.
Oh, my God.
Why is it so solid? What did this person do in their life to make solid pasta come out of
their
body?
I think it looks like cold cream cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's like the fifth time. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it keeps coming out. Look, it looks like a mouth with a tongue. It's like
ow. Why does it keep it just kept coming out.
But it came out like the pasta.
Just die at that point. Just die. Start over, man. Holy fuck.
Just take the laughing gas thing and just right in the forehead. Okay, these are the ones that are rough. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can just play. Just fucking play one before I quit out.
I'm trying to find a gross one.
No, just play one of them. Just let one go. Oh my God. Why is it a black hole?
I don't know.
What
is that?
Fuck, that's jewelry. Dylan.
But it's like embedded in the ear. Oh my goodness.
You need to turn up the volume to this so we can hear what she's saying, because she's reacting. Start it over.
An ear, so it looks like you're... Okay, so what are some of you guys doing with your time? Getting like a prosthetic head and using these crazy instruments and stuffing a... I don't even know what that is. A whole...
She's implying it's
into,
fake.
I think it is.
An ear, so it's kind of like a mink trying to yank that thing out.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
There's no liquid, no blood, no nothing. There has to be some bodily discharge coming out of that.
That was a good one.
That's a back abscess. Okay. I've had an abscess. I'll tell you about it after this. Okay. Okay, we can do this. We can do this, Dylan. I'm out. She punctured it once. Nothing's happened. Oh, my God. Oh. Why? Why do you do that? Just use that little ring tool I know you got and just push it out. That's it.
All done. All better now.
Get out of here. We're charging.
Well, I think they do it. I think they do it to put it under a microscope and then...
Oh, my God.
I have a... I don't know what you would call it, but I have rock-like materials in my ear, and they shift. I feel them shift through my ear throughout the years.
Oh, look what she's extracting. Oh. Oh, my God. That's like an attractive woman. How did she get that behind her ear?
I don't think the body cares.
Well, here's my question. Does she not scrub behind her ears?
I don't even think it's a scrubbing thing. I think it just happens sometimes to people.
What?
Those were beans glued to the back of his neck.
Hold on. Not ticks.
Yeah, they're literally like black-eyed peas.
Those are black-eyed peas. What the fake, but good barber. Yeah, okay.
Oh, they suck. I love that tool where they do a hole punch in the skin.
I've never seen that shit in my life. Oh, my God. He's numb, right? She's numb.
I don't know.
They're numb. Oh, my God.
So what they do is, in the second half of that, is they take that plug, lift it up, and then they slice the bottom of it. And then there's like a perfect cylindrical hole.
I think I'm going to kill myself now.
God.
This is awful. Just play one. I'm getting good therapy here. This is the exposure therapy with Dr. Dylan.
I'd rather watch calculus.
Ooh.
Calculus.
I gotta keep with my pain management regimen. Okay. Why do you go back to teeth, Dylan? Stop with the teeth.
Something about the... So I like watching people get like calculus removed from their teeth. It's
damn.
Have you ever... When was the last time you had a teeth cleaning?
A long time.
you should go get one. When the tooth, or sorry, when the gum underneath the calculus gets exposed, that feeling is like it's like a very sharp pain, but with it comes relief. And I think that's what I like, because I know what that feels like.
Have you had that before?
Well, I didn't have my first teeth cleaning until I was like early 20s, because my like no one took me to the dentist.
Yeah.
And so like my gums were like my teeth felt totally different in my mouth. And there was just a lot of relief with it. But it hurt like the first like hour.
Oh my God.
I don't know. There's way better ones on YouTube than on TikTok. Doi. This is why I don't like TikTok too much, because it's not good for like the videos. Research. The videos are spliced together and whatnot. I'm not stoned and I'm still sleepy. I should have slept for 29 hours.
No,
I only got my 40 winks.
Your body is too asleep still. Oh. that took a lot out of me. My whole, like, you know, when you're done, like, I feel like Bruce Lee, when he's done tensing up his body for his workout, my whole body tenses when I look at videos like that. And then I'm done. I'm like, oh, thank God. Gymnastics. What do you think about gymnastics, Dylan?
They make me schwitz.
That's what scares me, because I think somebody's going to break a limb the wrong way every time they jump in the air.
I have a video saved on Reddit. I'll send you later. And the guy jumps off the roof and his legs bend the other way. And there's like a big sound. It sounds like a firecracker going off. And so, like, you know, have you ever had somebody ask you if you've jumped off a roof? I always tell them no, because I'm not a moron. And I see things like that. And I'm like, yeah, why would someone climb on the roof to just jump off of it? That's ridiculous.
I jumped off a roof once when I was 13. It was low hanging. It was like 8 or 9 feet I jumped. But I realized, because when I landed, like, I got sharp pains in both my ankles. I couldn't stand up for a good 2 or 3 minutes after. But when I fell, I was like, all right, I'm gonna science this shit out. So when I fell, I like dropped my legs as far as I could to kind of absorb the shock. But then, like, I was like a human spring. When my feet touch, I'm gonna just collapse on them and then roll forward. But none of that occurred when you're falling 8 feet. And I fell, and my ankles immediately got set on fire, and I fell forward. And I got up and looked, and everything was burning from my ankle up to my knee. And I'm like, I know I did something, but I think I was young enough that my body could fix it still.
Yeah.
If I did that nowadays with my bulk, I would split in half to where my legs would kick myself in the head and knock me out, and my ass would break open.
Have you ever seen an x-ray of somebody who had their feet up on the dash during an head-on collision?
I have.
That would be you. You would be 4 inches shorter, and your legs would be up inside your abdomen.
I saw a video of two guys in a truck, and one guy sitting with his legs on the passenger side airbag.
And the other guy's masturbating him.
they get in a wreck, and the thing goes off, and his legs just drop down like noodles. And the guy's so in shock, he's just like looking around and looking at his legs, and he's like flipping his legs around because they're just noodles. And I'm like, that guy just got broken in half. It looked like they were fake and it was a movie, so I could handle it, but it was.
There's a lot of war footage from the fighting in Ukraine, because it's like, you know, a war in a modern day where there's like cameras everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And they have like video of them dropping grenades from drones on Russian soldiers, and they'll like their limbs will blow off, and then because the guys are still alive for a couple of seconds, they'll just kind of look around and be like, I don't know what the fuck, where are my legs, and then they'll pass away. But it's sorry, got a text message. My mom is being kind of a bummer,
dude. That beat,
I'm ignoring her, and then she fucking sends some pessimistic.
I just text Jackie back. So when I heard the beep on your phone, I thought it was Jackie outside my door. So it's like, oh, good, she got my text. And then I realized I didn't say I love you. And then you said you were texting somebody. I was like, was I texting Dylan? Did I just text Dylan I love you?
Not lately.
Well, I love you, Dylan.
Don't say that. I don't want that. Don't be negative. Negative is different from whatever you just did.
You're hurting my feelings right now.
USA, greatest country in the world.
I can say what I want. I can say that I'm going to try and overthrow the election.
Are you?
It's just freedom of speech.
Dude, this, I don't even talk about this later.
Yeah, let's not talk about current events.
I don't know.
I do like talking about current events. You want to know a good new event I heard?
I want to hear good event.
You want to hear good event?
Not really, if I'm being honest. I just want to see her quietly for like the next hour.
What does he say? I literally showed Andre Group X today, my brother-in-law, and he was just like, that's pretty fucking funny. I was like, it is, right? It's catchy. But what does he say? He goes, something about showing you. He goes, what does he say?
Which one?
The beginning of Swifty 5, when he's like, I have a good secret to show you.
He goes, let me just pull it up.
Yeah. I got it on speed dial 24/7. It is
so good to hear it.
I thought it was. But it schwoz. That's what he says. Okay. It schwoz. Yeah, it's played. It's so fucking great.
Did you want to know? Hey, little girl. Did you want to know a secret? Because I know one, and it is so
good to hear it.
You want to know what it was? All right. I'll tell you what it was.
I can count all the way
to 55, and I will tell you how to do it faster than you can say poopty poopty pants.
My little sister was making that face when I was showing them. She was making this weird face, like, for real. And I was like, you have no culture. I just found these guys, and I appreciate their longevity. And my brother-in-law was laughing, and then we continued to listen to Gwar. Have you ever heard Gwar?
Yeah.
I
first heard Gwar watching a movie called Universal Soldier 2, The Return.
They had Gwar in that movie?
Mm-hmm. Nicole found it from a movie. Nicole found Gwar from a movie, too. She found it from a movie called Empire Records.
Okay.
And the same song is in both movies, and they came out probably around the same time.
My brother-in-law fanboys so fucking hard for Gwar. He went to their show, and like he says they like pee and cum and on people, like, jokingly, and it's not really pee and cum and shit. But they like it is a warly kind of event.
Yeah, their shows are crazy.
Yeah, and
their shows,
like,
are crazy, and they still do it after all these years.
Yeah, and he loves it.
Excuse me.
And he bought a Gwar shirt for him, and he bought a Gwar shirt for my nephew, who's like 3 or 4 at the time.
And my, have you ever sister. Heard any Gwar songs?
Yeah, we were listening to Gwar this weekend when we were swimming.
I've only ever heard one.
Which one?
Sodoma Gogo.
I don't know which one is that. So the one I heard,
they say Hell Saddam a lot.
Oh, okay. So the one I heard made me die laughing. And I was like, dude, just put on repeat. I need to hear this. We were drinking in the pool. And he was just like, okay. And it's literally like, he was saying, like, I fucked an animal. And that's what he just kept saying. He goes, I fucked an animal. I fucked an animal. And then the tagline is, he goes, and boy, is it warm in here.
I should listen to Gwar. I think I might like it. But yeah, I know of the band and their legacy and their stage shows, but I don't listen to their music.
It was so funny. I listen to them every now and then just because of him, but I was dying laughing today. Like, when you line it up with the right thing, you're gonna become a fan. And my little sister came out, and she was so mad. She's like the prim and proper, like, you know, 20 creams, 20,000 different shampoos and conditioners, nice clothes. And then my brother-in-law is listening to Gwar, and he's a Air Force vet, so he's just, that is so fucking funny. I don't even know what that song is, but that's Group X.
This is from their one of, not their latest album, but the second to latest, and it's my favorite Group X song.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't really know all the lyrics. they're pretty funky.
All right, I'll be on top of the editing.
I'll just let it play for a second.
Hey, remember when I'm telling you to meet me back in TJ Maxx, but in PM? I think you forgot. That is okay. Let me remind you of this. Listen. I saw you when you looked back at 40% off rack of TJ Maxx. It was a PM and you're having a cave with you with a haircut. Yes, you did. And I know you're likely because you look back twice. So what, your cat fell off a kitty car trike? He or she is okay now, back to date. I just having a spray bath and I know you can't wait. Go Hashmir, go Hashmir, go. Go Hashmir, go Hashmir, Shashmir, go Hashmir.
So like, TJ Maxx, like, is the date.
Looking at the lyrics. Yeah, so I guess the story of it is he meets a woman at TJ Maxx, and he's just like, yeah, meet me back here in the PM. And then she doesn't show up. But I don't know. It's a fucking ridiculous song. It's one of their longer ones. But the lyrics, I can't ever get them to stick in my brain. They're too...
There's a lot of them. It's a lot of it.
It's a lot.
Wait, scroll down.
To put it lightly, it's a lot.
I need to read that part. No, a little bit more, scroll down. Right there, okay. No, I saw something about nutting. Scroll up. Oh, there we go. Because you having a tennis shoe and a cow tip. How did we? Oh, I know where that is. Okay.
In the cashier outfit about it.
Almost on point, Dylan.
Back at TJ Maxx and the PM when you did it on back. You was a misunderstood and think I say AM when I really say PM, but I know you call it AM because I asking a lady in the cashier outfit about it. She thought it was you, no doubt about it, because you're having a tiny shoe and a cow tip. How did you not go to TJ Maxx?
Oh, and it's the not go to me back. I'm so perverted, I guess. How did you not go to TH Maxx?
He does say nut, but in context, not.
It's not? Oh, man. My mother is ashamed this day.
But I love to eat bad food for me. But I don't want to get fat like a tub of lard.
I haven't eaten nothing but Burger King and jerky sticks in the past, like, 2 days.
What?
We didn't do dishes before we left on vacation, and I'm so exhausted that when I come back, I don't want to do dishes. So, like, I cooked once. I only washed when I needed to wash, and then it's just been a pile of dirty dishes in the sink. I'm going to do them tonight.
Where'd you guys stay when you went back?
All night. We slept on in the fucking living room of my in-laws.
Oh, okay.
I said the F word.
I didn't hear it. You could have got by with that one.
Well, it's about what I know to be true, Jonathan.
You argued with me about an F word earlier that was there.
It wasn't. But anyway, I slept on an air mattress on the ground.
Don't fucking call me Jonathan again.
Jonathan?
I hate it so much.
My favorite way to say it is with that stupid voice.
You almost add another syllable because of how you say it. I fucking hate it.
No, I don't. Where?
Jonathan?
That's all the syllables.
There's three, and you almost added four. Jonathan? That's four.
No, I don't. Jonathan? Jonathan? Hold on. My nose isn't stuffy enough.
Hold on. I'm done. Stop it.
Jonathan? Anyway. No, so I slept on my father-in-law set up an air mattress for me, and then I had a pillow and a blanket. There was no sheets on it or nothing, no comforter. And I didn't refill the air for three days. What the
fuck, man?
So I just, like, every day I went back to it. It was lower and lower and lower. And it was only like 4 inches to begin with. I slept okay, I guess. And then Nicole slept on the couch. And we were pretty miserable. It wasn't the most miserable we've been, but it wasn't great. But we're just so broke that, like, when we were at the show, we always get a beer when we go to a concert. Well, the show is about to start. We hadn't had our beer yet. We were just drinking waters, and we saw Marsh. Marsh was at the show, and he came up and I asked him for a sip of his beer, and then he was just like, "No, this thing cost me $20." And I was like, "Oh,
what
my god!
Fuck?
Yeah, beers were $20 a beer." So, needless to say, we didn't get beers. This was like the last time we're gonna kind of like splurge and just do like couch surfing, like vagabond, no money kind of trip. And
you're too old for that shit, man. You're too old for that.
Yeah, that's what we decided. We both looked at each other at the end of it, and we're like, we're not in our 20s anymore. We can't be doing this.
Yeah,
this is we need to stay at a hotel next time.
Yeah, you see my lobster arm?
We didn't have hotel money.
See my lobster arm? You see how bad the sunburn is now?
Can you not speak to me ever again after this? Like, after the podcast? Do you think you could do that?
I feel like that was a negative comment, but
it's
a normal question.
That's a question.
I know, it's a normal question. Yeah. No. How about no?
How about yes?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You fuck!
The last time I did that was with you, and I got a couch that was broken. Yeah. And I slept with a hoodie as a blanket and stayed on.
Imagine doing that for 3 days and I'm your father-in-law.
I did it for two. And I mean, you were daddy destiny. So at the time you were kind of like a father-in-law. You were just like, you're sleeping there. You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, it was rough.
I was like, well,
we roughed it for sure.
If I'm going to sleep on this couch, I'm going to need you.
I'm going to
down the house.
So you may need to cut this next part out. Give it a pause. Realsies.
Give it a pause.
Yeah.
They must be bishops.
So we have.
I'm not editing that out.
Right.
That's so it's going to be blank, and then you're going to hear they will be. They are bishops.
So Nicole was just like sexual exhibitionism. We didn't really have like a game plan on what to do that day because the concert wasn't until like the next day.
Yeah.
We ended up going to a movie, but I looked.
What'd you watch?
The Meg 2 in 3D.
I'm so fucking jealous, man.
It was okay.
Oh, it's not great. I just need to see it. There's sharks.
It had like. It felt like it was missing plot.
100%. Like a
missing plot.
Like everybody, all the reviews I've seen online, they're like, yeah, this is cash grab. It's not good. But if you like sharks, hey.
It was fun. Cool. We saw it in 3D. And I got to say, the very beginning of the movie, it made me jump a few times from the 3D. But the problem I have with. Yeah. Yeah. God, but the problem I have with 3D movies is that the glasses, they're tinted. So it makes the movie a little darker. But also, why are 3D movies just kind of blurry?
Oh yeah, that's
and then so like it kind of ruined it for me. I mean, I'm glad we still had fun. We watched it and
it popcorn. Took me out of the suspension.
But I don't know. I'm glad we watched it. We watch dumb shit like that all the time.
I love. I'm
keep coming, swearing.
I'm coming hot off of Shark Week, man, and I haven't seen Meg 2 yet. I'm so mad. So I'm gonna show you this just because I really, really want. I told you this once and you laughed your ass off. Probably laugh your ass off again. Remember these guys?
Brine Shrimp?
Yeah. So I have outlines. When I can find a good artist, I want a tattoo for everywhere I've lived, like representative of where I lived. Mm. And this is my Salt Lake tattoo I want.
Show me exactly what you want on your body. I don't.
Something similar like that? This. Yeah, something similar like this.
Don't. Dude, that's you know Brian Shrimp or sea monkeys, right?
Yeah, I do.
Don't get that.
When you're a tattoo guy and you want original art, Dylan, this is like maybe even this, the fucking of the Brian Shrimp.
That's an
See that? Awful that's a Brian Shrimp. That's a Brian tattoo. Shrimp.
Did you ever even see the lake?
Yeah, we went to Antelope Island and we went and they have like
Did you go during Spider Month? Spider Fest?
Fuck no.
Do you know and about Spider Fest?
Fuck yeah, I know about that. They have a museum. Okay, I'll Google. But they have a whole museum there on Antelope Island. And we would
about
go
the spiders?
They have it about everything. The birds, all that stuff. And they have this one really cool giant tube where they have it's just filled with Brian Shrimp. And so you get to go and look at it, It's fucking cool. Oh god, I'm burping. And so I sat up, so all the gas is like, let's get out of here.
Spider Fest, Antelope Island, I think it's called. Yeah, we never, I went to Antelope Island once. It was the starting point for a bicycle race. And, I hated being there.
I liked Antelope Island. Me and Jackie have, we raided their little, what is it? Their little,
when we were shop. Driving along. When we were driving along Idaho, I think it was, we found a road sign that said the Museum of Cleanliness. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, we didn't stop, but the Museum of Cleanliness and we were joking. We're like, I wonder how clean it actually is like inside. Cause if it's not spotless, then I'd be pretty upset.
Was it awful inside?
We didn't stop.
President Biden meets with NATO leaders at summit. No, I'm joking.
Arachnophobia. This story might not be your favorite of the day. I mean that. So listen or don't listen if you don't want to. The Western Orb Weaver spider is taking over the shores of the Great Salt Lake by the thousands, if not millions. ABC4's Northern Utah correspondent is Kate Garner.
Rewind it.
Out on Antelope Island.
Her little ABC News 4 correspondent.
Yeah. That's what I heard too.
Not millions. ABC4's Northern Utah correspondent is.
She doesn't know the name of who the correspondent is. That's why she's just mumbling it real quick. Play.
Not millions. ABC4's Northern Utah correspondent is Kate Garner is out on Antelope Island.
Don't you hear? She's like four
Cray Drangle.
Yeah.
Kate Garner is out on
Kate Gardner is the name.
Correspondent is Kate Garner is out.
See, look at
millions.
She's a mumbler.
So listen, she fucks up the name and then she says the real name, which is Kate Garner.
billions. ABC4's Northern Utah correspondent is Kate Garner is out.
Yeah, she like remembers who it is.
How are things looking
good
out
cover.
There?
Good cover, girl.
Antelope Island is currently crawling with spiders, quite literally. I don't know how well you can tell, but I am surrounded by those spiders right here. And they show up every summer, but thanks to all of this year's runoff, one of the most important food sources for all of the critters that call the Great Salt Lake home,
brine shrimp,
and especially the spiders, is that much more accessible and helping the spiders just really thrive. These are brine flies. They feed off algae.
Oh,
in the
flies! I forgot about those.
Basically, anything that's bigger than a fly feeds on them. With water levels higher than recent summers, swarms of flies are closer to the historic shoreline, making them easier to catch.
So that was in the museum.
The spiders are big, and they make their homes basically anywhere. Assistant manager Wendy Wilson says the spiders.
He wrote, and then reported. The spiders are big. Come on, man.
Really?
Anywhere. Assistant park manager Wendy Wilson says
the spiders are like, historic shoreline,
making them easier to catch. The spiders are big, and they make their homes basically anywhere. Assistant
that's professional journalism.
Insightful.
Park manager Wendy Wilson says the spiders eat annoying bugs like flies and mosquitoes, and in turn are a great food source for migrating birds. She says they don't spray for the spiders, but they do clear busy walkways and bathrooms of their webs. And while they may look aggressive.
Okay, I'm done with that.
So, this whole state needs to burn down.
How do you have that many? So I remember from the museum, they show the life cycle and it's literally brine shrimp, then brine flies. The shrimp don't evolve like Pokemon into flies. Okay. The flies lay their larva. I can't remember what the flies relationship to the shrimp is, but here's the cool part. The flies and the spiders become food for all of the seagulls. Outside of like Southern California, Salt Lake City has the highest population of seagulls in the world. Maybe that's wrong. But
Alfredo, the guy that would beat people up for me in one eye, he would every day he would remind somebody that there's no such thing as seagulls. They're called gulls.
Mm.
And I hated him for it.
I hate him now.
Mm-hmm.
But
good.
You're just like, you're in the middle of the desert in Salt Lake, and you got these great white encrusted mountains to the east, which are the Rocky Mountains or the Wasatch over there.
It's the Wasatch.
And then you have just seagulls everywhere. Ooh, they're gulls. You have gulls everywhere. But you're like, I am not in Southern California. Why are there gulls everywhere? And they are. And they're just as bully as they are down there.
A bully. I hate him.
You had the sound bar back. Why are you doing your own sound bar?
Because I don't have one of a guy from the UK going, bully. That's why.
Oh, shit. Bull. Okay. 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 This weekend, I figured this out and I felt like such an idiot. So Moses forever has looked at horses and called them bulls. Okay. He looks at a horse. He's like, bull? Bull? And I'm like, no, you dummy. That is a horse. That is not a bull. And he's and like all the time. A horse comes up. He's like, bull? Bull? I'm like, no. I was like, stop taking after your mom and tell me it's a horse. And so it turns out, guess what, Dylan? This weekend, we're playing in my nephew's room. And he has Moses, who watches Pixar all the time, right? He literally gets a bullseye stuffed animal from my nephew's room. And he goes, bull, bull. And I'm like,
wait, what's a bullseye?
Bullseye. Animal? Bullseye. Toy Story.
What?
You don't know who Bullseye is from Toy Story?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
It does the story.
Bull from Toy Story? Yeah. No.
Okay, here we go. Bullseye.
Oh, it was a horse.
Yeah. So this is what my nephew, my son, has been grabbing. He sees this thing and immediately goes, bull, bull. And he's seeing bullseye, but it's a horse. So every time he sees a horse and says bull, he thinks bullseye because he just watches Toy Story.
Why don't you just explain to him that he's wrong and correct his behavior?
What I looked at him, that's not a sentence. I literally told him, I was like, listen, son.
Scroll, look at the related content on the right and the first image that they show from like face.
Jesus. I'll save that one. So literally I told him, I grabbed him and I was like, listen, boy, I was like, your dad is an idiot. I was like, your dad doesn't know anything. You were right. That's a bull. And he smiled and was like, bull? And I was like, yeah, god damn it, your dad's a dummy. And I immediately called Jackie because her and my sister were out shopping. And I called her, was like, remember how Moses looks at horses and calls them bull? And we're like, no, you idiot. And she's like, yeah. I was like, he just held up Rivers bullseye stuff and was like, bull? And I'm like, god, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Yeah, she, I guess that makes a lot more sense why he's saying,
dude,
it.
Dude, yeah, 100%. I'm
feeling. Have you taught him the? Have you taught him that game where you say all the nouns with the bad word? Have you played it yet?
I have. Okay, don't tell Jackie. But Sunday mornings, she sleeps in till like 12 or 1 because she goes to work Sunday nights. So it's just me and Moses Sunday mornings, and it's just us. And I cuss, and I'm like, "Can you say shit?" And he's like, "Shit." I'm like, "Okay, shit." And he's like, "Shit," and then. I literally jokingly go and hit my like I'm stubbing my toe on our coffee table, right? And I'm like, shit. And he's like, shit. And I was like, shit. And he's like, ah! And he just laughs. And then he goes over and then kicks the table. And he goes and kicks the table. And he's like, ah! I was like, no, don't you're comparing the wrong things. No, just say shit. And so I go and hit it. And I'm like, shit. And he's like, I was like, no, I'm trying to get him to do it so much and he won't do it.
You're going to get a call from daycare.
And so that's,
and you're going to laugh your ass off.
The other thing is, so I'm laughing because we get these crackers from Target and they're really good. They're gluten free. They're made out of vegetables, which is funny, but I call them gay crackers.
That's not funny. That's not why. Cause they're from Target.
Yeah. Yeah. I call them gay crackers from Target. But Jackie keeps telling me, she goes, stop joking like that. And I'm like, why? And she goes, he's going to go to school and they're going to lay out cheese crackers. And be like, oh, gay crackers. And you're going to be in trouble. I was like, yeah, I suppose I will.
That's the funny part. That's the whole reason to have kids is to get these calls because it's hilarious.
She's like, your son keeps calling Cheez-Its gay crackers. I'm like, yeah, I suppose that's my fault.
No one's gonna care that they calls them.
It's 2023. If my son calls a cracker a gay cracker, I'm dead in the water, dead.
Nah. Just you know, just fucking. What are they gonna do?
I guess nothing.
He loves the cock.
I need a pee so bad. I got a Dylan water bottle. Look. This has electrolytes in it.
What do you mean a Dylan water bottle?
Because you always have a giant, like, giant dildo of a water bottle, right? Yeah, that's the one. That's the
I
one.
Think it's the same
it's like
brand.
The exact same one.
What brand is that?
Essentia.
I don't remember what brand. This is the label's long gone. But
it looks the exact same, right?
I think it's the same.
Yeah. So it's black. Does it have a black lid?
The lid's been gone for like 4 months.
So, yeah, I got this water. It says ionized hydration, 9.5 pH or higher. Purified water, electrolytes for taste.
I'm pretty sure it's the same.
The funniest part about it is the label says overachieving H2O. Like, no shit. Calm down.
I always thought it was essential. I never really read the label.
Yeah, no, it's Essentia. Yeah, you see that?
Now I do.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just on sale. You got three of them. And I was like, cool, I'll grab all of them. When I went out to the farm to take pictures for work, I was like, get some water. I'll probably be out there for a while. I'll sweat my dick off. All right, I'll be back. Ugh. You got the helm. Oh!
rescue all the guys.
This is a better version.
Prostitute, I hate you. Put down the Oreo crackers and quit doing the sex. This is for you. Hey, girl, if it weren't for you, every day after school I got nothing to do. I went to your house like every day. You're a stupid bitch cause you gave me some play. But I didn't like it, wasn't very good. Now you are prostitute of neighborhood. And chocolate cake and chocolate pie. That is how you get very big thighs. And I do not like your very big thighs. Besides, you have been with too many guys. And I do not like your cottage cheese thighs. Besides, you have been with too many guys. Stop it, stop it, stop it. You this sex, you need to stop. Every guy is not lollipop. If you turn to dinosaur when you did the sex every day, you would be the Tyrannosaurus Rex. If when you...
I thought you'd be gone longer.
Nah, that was a hell of a fast pee. It's world record. World record pee for me.
You think you're hot shit because you know words.
Oh, because I know pee. Oh. All right. So I have a glass breaking thing I wanted to do. You got me to play it, but I need you to do me a favor.
Fuck you.
You didn't cuss. I'll give it to you.
Nope. Never once.
What? Can you tell me the story of the first Doom game?
The plot?
Yeah.
Of Doom 1?
Doom 1.
There isn't really a plot. There's an end at the very end of the game. There's the first Doom game is really short. It's almost like, fuck, it feels like a demo. I didn't swear. You did. It's like a couple of levels. And then at the end, instead of like a credits, it says like. And even then it came to pass that the Doom guy cleared Mars of alien or of demons. Like it doesn't have really a plot. The second one has more of a plot.
When did Doom first get a story?
Doom 2.
Okay, what happened?
And even then, it's not really it's not really a story. this is what it says at the end of Doom 1.
What the hell? How did you pull that 8-bit bullshit up in 2 seconds?
Internet.
Okay, thank you for that. That's like saying the spiders are big.
The spiders are big. The ball is hardened. I can't find. I mean, there was so many different ending screens. Maybe this will help. Oh, this is the same thing I was just on. None of these are from like just Doom 1. I don't know. I'm not that.
Keep looking
into classic Doom
for a quick second.
I don't know what the hell. Jesus Christ.
The ball's hard.
Yeah, good. That's all I wanted. Did you see Papa Meat talking about Steve Harvey? Well, the Meat Canyon channel with the Steve Harvey stare. It is unnerving.
I didn't watch it. I don't watch all of his videos.
This one, I'm going to show you. It's
all right. Now tell me, what was the last thing you stuck your finger in?
My wife, Steve.
My wife.
So much. This was terrifying. I knew you'd learn it.
Thank you.
Meat Canyon. That gentleman is fucked up.
I love this, actually.
I know.
It's a good one.
It is really good. What?
Yeah. Sorry. Look at me, Steve. Look at me, Steve.
Steve, it's almost time.
Have you seen the Teletubbies one?
No, I haven't.
It reminds me of that one. I like some of his like older stuff. Did you know that Steve Harvey's like a fucking prick?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's like the worst guy
on the planet. The thing that makes me laugh about that is I'm like, yeah, the internet is rife with the dummies he has to put up with. And that's what makes that funny, is it's like he's just like, I'm ready for it to end.
I was sort of wrong about the Doom ending, by the way. It ends like this. I don't know if you can't see my screen.
You can take it. Remember, hit share. Take it.
So this is what it shows at the end. Excuse me. It shows a
rabbit head.
His rabbit with no head. Yeah. The rabbit's name is Daisy. And the lore behind Doom is, it's like retconned in, but the demons invade, they kill his pet rabbit, and he gets revenge.
Oh, so it's John Wick before John Wick was cool.
Kind of, yeah. And then Doom 2, I think, had a text ending. But Doom 3 is where it had like a real tangible story. Doom 3. It had a fully fledged out story, but Doom 3 is not... Some people don't consider it a Doom game because it was so different. It's more of a horror game. It plays
entirely
different.
Is that the survival one you were telling me about?
It's not survival. Doom 1 and 2 are very similar, but they're fast-paced 2D action games, more or less.
Yeah.
2D and 3D. Doom 3 was a full 3D environment, but you're so slow compared to Doom 1 and 2, and the demons are a lot tankier, and you can't see anything. There's no light in the game except your flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
It was a horror experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which one was your favorite Doom?
Eternal.
The newest one.
Yeah. It's the best Doom experience, in my opinion. Doom 1 and 2 are super similar. I've never finished Doom 2 because the levels get very confusing, and there's like 32 of them, I think.
What was
Doom
before,
1 had like 9 levels.
Sorry to interrupt you. What was before Doom Eternal?
Doom 2016.
Oh,
it was Doom. It was just called Doom. It was a remake of Doom 1 made in 2016. So it's referred to as Doom 2016.
What system was it on?
Xbox, PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay. So it was just a remake. I didn't know there was that much gap in between the games. It was the first three Dooms, then one remake, and then Doom Eternal?
Yeah, they were originally making Doom 2016 a couple of years before, and then that game became a game called Rage. You ever heard of Rage?
Yeah, I like Rage. I like Rage 1 and 2.
You can see
that was Doom.
That originally it was Doom. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then they decided not to make Doom. They made Rage, and then so Doom 2016 got put on the back burner.
I loved Rage, man. I loved it.
I liked it too a lot. Have you played Rage 2? I hated that one.
I haven't played Rage 2. I have it Rage downloaded 2, and then I deleted it.
There's something about the way that you aim in Rage 2 that, like, you know how games now will have like that sensitivity or like linear curve of like like the X sensitivity and then like the way it curves and it's like mouse acceleration, that random joystick settings.
Yeah.
No matter how much you mess with it in Rage 2 on a controller, you can never get it to feel right with the aiming. Mm. It feels so bad. It's like it was meant for a mouse, and they just can't. It's almost unplayable. And if you look up Rage 2 controller settings, it's this consensus across the entire internet that it's unplayable on console.
Damn.
Just because you can't aim. No one can aim effectively. It ruins the game. So I played it for like 20 minutes, and it was god awful for that reason.
So shotguns and rocket launchers?
Not even then. You just it's something about the aiming just feels so off that it's unplayable.
Damn it.
Which is a bummer because Rage 2 is on the Game Pass.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've downloaded and uninstalled it like three times.
It's unplayable. It feels off. Like a way off.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's why okay. It makes sense now why Doom Eternal was like a big thing, because they had a remake of Doom 1 and it's like, hey, here's Doom. It's almost like they brought Doom into like the new everything.
Well, yeah, when Doom came out in 2016, it was everyone loved it. Everyone loved it. And they're like, what's going to happen for the new Doom 2? And it became Doom Eternal. But Doom Eternal is almost nothing like Doom 2016. 2016 plays a lot like the first Doom. You're like, yeah, I could see this being just an upscaled version of the original Doom. It's great. But then the mechanics that they have in Doom Eternal with the way that the combat system flows, it was like nothing in its time. And it's created its own genre again. Like, so Doom invented a whole genre of video games. Doom Eternal has now created a whole subgenre of FPS shooters where you have to do something in the middle of combat to get the next part it's this flow and chess move.
Yeah.
It plays like chess almost. And it's again. I don't know if they're ever going to make another Doom game, but I don't know if they're going to be able to revolutionize the FPS genre again.
They're going
to
do it. Doom Eternal ended on a good note. I mean, not so ended, but I mean,
it was. No, it's over. They stopped updating it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they did they ended on update 6.66.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the version of the game that's done with.
I think they planned that.
But they've stopped supporting it, stopped updating it. It's as it is now.
But that's been out for 4.5 years now, right? 4.5 years.
I don't know when it came out.
I'm sorry. It came out when I was in Utah. So that was, I was in Utah for almost a year, North Dakota, year and a half. So there's like two and a half years. I've been in Arizona for another year and a half. So that's like four and a half. But even drunk, this was my favorite part, was you brought it over. I killed the spider with your case. That's not the point. The point is that that was the night I made you drink 101 with me. Remember?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All I remember is there was a spider in your house and you killed it with my Doom Eternal case
and
broke the fucking case.
I did. But then I switched it out with one of my Xbox cases that was fine.
But the art inside ripped.
Oh,
the little paper, paper was like ripped from where your fingers went through. So it was all crumbled. So like it's a new case, but the art inside is all crumpled, which is fine. I guess it's whatever. It's not fine. I was a little upset about it, but
I feel bad now. I remember that I ripped the art. I thought it was fine because I switched the case out.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know if you could beat the game. I still hold to that. I didn't think you could beat the first level.
But you did say that. But
I was drunk. Think you could beat the whole game.
And I beat the first two levels drunk.
Yeah, and that's like the tutorial, which is hard.
I know. The first two levels I beat drunk. And you were there, and I think you did have 101. So you were speaking truth. It was the truth serum. And you were like, oh shit, you're doing a lot better than I thought. And I was like, and I looked over and I was like, Dylan, and I was probably cross-eyed. I was like, Dylan, I played shooters before, and I am good at shooters. I could beat this. I could do it. Then you left it at my house for 3 weeks, and I did never play it, which was probably more infuriating, too, than anything else.
Yeah, a little.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, if I beat it, this is my next piece of notes I had. If I beat it, Dylan, you have to do a podcast with me where we drink the whole podcast.
Fine, but you got to beat the DLCs and the master levels.
Okay, listen, you don't get to count. Well, you can counter, and I can say, nay, nay. The original challenge was, I don't think you can beat the game. Nothing about DLCs. We'll talk about DLCs later if I beat the game.
The DLCs finish the story.
Agreed. But we're talking about the game, the original game that came out.
Yeah, that was half the game.
I know.
That was half the game.
So they launched with half a game?
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't know the DLCs when you made this assumption that I couldn't beat the game.
Doesn't matter.
I'll beat one DLC. That's my counter. The first one.
You gotta do both DLCs.
You want me to fight Satan?
Well, it's technically you.
Listen! I'm worse than Satan. No, I'm joking. All right.
That's not even the hard part. Getting to that part is the hard part.
Here's my counter. If I get to that and I beat it and you drink with me.
You got to beat the master levels too.
No.
There's only like the problem is there. So there's like 9 levels in the original game.
Yeah.
And they only like made like 4 master levels. So it's not like the whole game is like a new game plus master level. It's actually kind of disappointing. The cool thing though about master levels is, so in the game, when you're playing a level, let's say there's 15 fight encounters and the rest of it is parkour or exploration through hallways and just empty rooms with nothing but like a little bit of loot. Well, in a master level, every single section of the map, including the hallways that were just hallways, get closed off. And so every individual room becomes an arena. So one level with 15 fights becomes a 2-hour level with 75 fights.
So,
and the cool thing is that they'll take like a guy who was like a boss in the middle of the game, and then they'll just throw 15 of them at you in a hallway.
That's bullshit.
that's why the master levels are so fun.
Okay, so again, I'll tell you this. I'm not playing the master levels.
You have
I'll
to beat play your the DLCs.
No, nope. I mean, I'll play them, but I won't beat them. Listen,
you have to.
I keep setting the bar, and you're like, oh, but this. But I've been in sales for a long time. At some point in time, when you keep setting the bar, I'm like, no, fuck you. We're not doing that. Here's what we're doing. And here's the thing. I said, if I beat it, you do a drunk episode. You said yes.
Nope.
But then you said, but you got to beat the DLCs. So yeah. I'm going to counter that. I'm like, oh, fine. I'll beat the DLCs. But if I beat the DLCs, I get to pick which alcohol you drink. I'm not going to get wild. You can have your craft moonshine.
Well, then I'll counter with, I'm not doing none of that shit. Let's do the master levels.
Too. I'll play a master level. Yeah, I will play one.
I beat them all.
I can't beat them all. No, fuck.
You have to beat them all.
Dylan. 1-4. But
it's like 8 hours a level, but like it's only 4 levels.
Fine. Here's what I'm gonna counter with. This is up to you. If I beat all the master levels, you are drinking until you can't drink anymore.
Fine.
I am never gonna go more balls deep into Doom than I am in the next month and a half. All right. Hold on, let me check something. Hold on.
I'm excited because no one I know likes Doom Eternal.
When is Destiny 2's new season coming out?
A week.
Damn it, I can't do it in a week. I will do it in a week.
I don't think
that hurts. Time. Yeah, I don't know if I can do it.
You don't have enough time in a week.
Yeah, it's a skill. I can start tomorrow.
It's not even a skill thing. It's there's a ton of game thing.
Okay. But let me calculate it out. Gotta head in on Mondays. Tuesday, I can do it all night. I'm gonna have to shut everybody off. Okay. Maybe not a week, but 2 weeks. No, not 2 weeks. 3.5.
I don't care about a timeline. You care about a timeline for some reason.
I just want to do it quick. All right. When did you do it? Every time it came out. I know the answer.
It took days and days and days.
Fuck you, Dylan. Just say you don't want to drink enough so I don't got to do the master
shit. I don't want to drink.
Good. So we'll cut out the master stuff. You'll drink with me until you're drunk.
No, the master stuff is part of the game. It's fun. It's part of the game.
Is it story or is it just difficulty?
It's just more to do.
Okay. So I'll beat the story, which includes all the DLCs.
But the master levels are... It's like going into a dungeon in Destiny. It's extra content.
But you're by yourself and I get it. But here's the thing. You pull the pin whenever you want when we're drinking, and I don't do the masters. I'll try them anyway. No. You know I'm going to.
No, you got to beat the master levels.
I'm not going to beat
them.
You can
play the game on easy mode. I don't care. You couldn't beat it on normal because I can't beat it on normal. I'm better than you. The game is too hard.
But
it was too hard to play on anything but easy.
But you beat all the masters even though you play the game on easy?
Yeah. And they're still hard.
Oh, so it's just a long time and a lot of switching weapons and a lot of making sure you're getting the right switch weapons and the right thing.
Like I said, it goes from 15 fights to like 100 fights in any given level. You'll be walking down a hallway that is just a hallway, and then it'll shut the door in front of you, and then shut the door behind you, and it'll put like 5 of the big bosses.
I like killing in one room. Bosses are kind of tough, but if they're mini bosses, I can do that. But
they're not. There's no such thing as mini bosses. So like there's the cyber demon, the big one.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
hey, he's considered a boss. But then the very next level that you fight him in, he's just a normal character that will spawn in.
Okay,
that's what they do. They'll introduce a boss character with a health bar and everything, just like in an arena fight. And then the very next level, he's a common enemy.
So
it's fucking awesome in that regard.
So I know the next time we record, I'm going to be like, Dylan, you're going to be like, oh, how's the Doom thing going? It's like, all right, I beat the game, beat the DLC. Fuck your master missions. And that's probably going to how it's going to be, but I will do it. I'm not going to make you drink yourself to death. I'm not going to do that. But you will drink until you're drunk because it's really fun. And I haven't been able to get you to drink in years. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this.
I don't think you will.
All right. Shaking on it.
How?
Just say yes. I mean, we're miles apart. So just say, yeah, sure.
Yes, sir. Or yes, sure.
Ah.
That's a Nicole joke.
I don't think you'll do it. Does that sound negative as a comment to you?
Nope.
Does nope sound like a negative comment to you?
Yep.
All right. I need to pee. Hurry up and then we'll finish this up. Just play something. Play the things with the stuff in the Drangus and the
I'll be right back. I gotta pee so bad. I forgot about the music.
What?
I forgot about how good the music is in Doom. All right.
Oh, it's so good.
So while I was peeing, I was like, all right, how do I make this more fun? How do I do something so Dylan knows I'm being accountable and I'm not bullshitting? Because as we all know, Dylan, I am a what?
Bullshitter.
Liar. Yes. So what I will do is I'm actually going to, I'm going to tweet something about the level I beat just so you know I'm doing it. It's going to be me.
Well, also, I can just check your progress through like the game Xbox friend page.
Yeah, but I know you also enjoy my suffering.
There's certain, as you progress through the game, there are certain accolades that you get that unlock certain skins for your guy. Mm-hmm. And so unless I see these skins with your name on them, then you, I know you didn't do it.
So
it's again, easy to prove that you did it. I can do it without even knowing.
I know, but I also
I'll just watch the footage of the camera in your room.
Say what?
You know, Danny and I have that camera set up in your corner of your room. We just watch you. It's for fun.
I jerk off to goat porn in this room. What are you talking about?
Oh, we know.
God damn it. Where's it at, Dylan? It's not in the smoke detector of the lamp. I already got rid of those cameras. You guys are sloppy with those.
You're looking right at it.
I was literally looking around the room real quick. All right, I'm excited about this. I'm excited. I'm going to do this. Then would you tell me I'm a good gamer?
I wish you would stream it because I'd like to watch you play it.
Hey, maybe I could. Maybe I will.
But you won't. Or you'll fuck it up and the stream will have no audio or something.
It's
an ongoing theme of yours.
I literally checked all the audio before I did that to make sure the audio would play. Because the audio made it funny. It didn't work. But to be honest, OBS is a piece of shit and it's temperamental as an ex-wife. Ugh. Well, I'm good with that. Are you good with that?
I didn't ask for this.
No, but you got it.
You what?
I was not expecting to challenge a Doom challenge here, but I know
you set a time frame. I know.
No, I'm not going to do it in 3.5 weeks, but I will get it done. And when we get it done, Dylan, it may be 5 years from now. We may cancel the podcast and we come back for a single episode where you and me get drunk and then be done with it forever. But you never know. We'll get it done.
You want to do a wrestle?
Doesn't Doom have as a multiplayer? No.
It does. It's two demons versus one slayer, and it's pretty hard, to be honest with you. The demons, they play weird, and then the guys who play the slayer all the time are too fucking good, and it's just it's not particularly fun unless you got like three friends who are all equally skilled at the game.
So that's what I was saying. If I get good at this game by doing all of this, we could play multiplayer and maybe have some fun.
But we would need a third person, otherwise it would just be you and I, and it's a three-player game.
But we'll have fun killing each other as the slayer or the demon, and then fuck the other guy. And God forbid, if he's the slayer, and me and you are the demons, and we figured out how to do it the right way.
You're gonna need to get good with the paddle, if you already haven't, because...
I am good. That's how I use it now. Only the paddle. Oh, God, I'm so ready.
I want to play Doom Eternal now.
I know.
My nephew was telling me, we were at the house, and he came over, the one I was playing Destiny with, and he was just like, I like Destiny 2, Halo 3, and Doom Eternal. And I was just like, wow, those are my three favorite games. And then he was just like, do you think I'd like Doom Eternal? I was just like, well, it is the best game ever made. So
I feel like this is me asking you to be significant in StarCraft 2. That's how I feel like I'm asking you, or what you're asking me right now.
I wish I liked StarCraft 2. It looks like it'd be fun, but my brain don't work that way.
It could. Actually, you'd probably be better at it than me because you can calculate things multiple times.
No, I can't. I get too messed up on the drogas.
So your problem is not in real time. If you have time to calculate it and then you execute it and then you go with it, you're fine. I do that in real time, but if it's slow and I can calculate it before, nice and slow, I'm like, ooh, a butterfly. And then I get distracted by what
I'm just doing. Don't understand the game. I really don't. I don't know when enough is enough to send out.
When you have enough materials, that's when.
How do you know that? Look, it doesn't tell materials. You have enough.
Oh, you get it by playing. Your barracks is 150 crystals.
Yeah, but how do I know when it's time to go? Like, how do I know when I have enough guys?
When you have 4 to 6.
guys. That doesn't see, that just seems like an arbitrary number you pulled out of your anus.
It's not. It's when you can, when you calculate enough. So, because it's a trade-off, it's a balance. Do I have enough harvesters? And do I build a harvester that's 50 crystals, or do I build a marine that's 100? That's going to be faster, but this is going to get a dude out.
That sounds like a bunch of heckin' BS, man. There's no way to know.
You went to Utah and came back Mormon saying the heckin' word.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I just,
no,
like,
I love it. It's funny as fuck.
It's hard. It's Dylan, hard. Does not it's, say it's, bad word.
Dylan, this is me every time I'm around my mom and my dad. Every time I'm around my little sister, but my brother-in-law, we can just talk about shit. But I got to be nice because people don't like hearing words. And my little sister's like, don't say that around my son. He's just a parent. He'll go to school at the autism school and be like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And that's what he's going to do on Monday because his uncle was there this weekend. I don't feel bad. It makes me laugh. She feels bad. I feel bad a little bit for her. Not a lot. She needs to loosen up. I got her drunk once. It was a great time. She got drunk. I didn't get her drunk. She chose. But it was fun. Me and Jackie and my brother-in-law. It was for my birthday. We went to a crab shack.
Which one?
It was called... There's always a name in a crab shack, right? Like Greg's Crab Shack, Joe's Crab Shack, Jim's Crab Shack. I don't remember the name of this one. But we went there for my birthday. Oh, shit, Dylan. I think I have a picture of it. And me and my brother-in-law got like a trash bucket, which is like rum and fruit and a bunch of shit. And my mother-in-law, not my mother-in-law, my aunt, she's like my mother-in-law. She called because her and my cousin were watching our kids. And they're like, hey, are you guys going to be home soon? It's like 9 o'clock. And we're like, yeah, we're down the street finishing up dinner. And all four of us, me, Jackie, my brother-in-law, and my sister, we're all drunk. And we're like, okay, we got to get there, pay the babysitters, who were my aunt and my cousin, and then see them off respectfully, and then have a hard time. I can't find the picture. But me and my brother-in-law drank a trash bucket. And then my sister and my wife drank a whole bunch. And we went down the street back home. It was literally like 3 blocks home. That's where they live. And I think we pulled it off. But my aunt's one of those people that will never say, oh, yeah, you guys were fucked. Why were you driving? She'll never say that. She won't. But we got home and it worked out and it was fun. And I will never do that again to my aunt because she was calling us multiple times. And when you're drunk and somebody's calling you 3 or 4 times, it's really like they're calling you like 8 or 9 times. And it's not like 7 or 8. It's like 11 or 12. So, yeah, it was a great time. It was a good birthday.
But I didn't know there'd be numbers of this. I can't follow this story.
No numbers. But it was the first time I got my little sister drunk. It was a wild time. All right, I'm going to beat Doom. Any closing words, Dylan? Oh, hold on. I got to show you this. I saved this. I don't know what this is.
There's a big cowboy. Yeah. Well, because I'm a cowboy. You're a cowboy. You're the Paniolo Prince.
I was having a good night until you played him.
I watched a show today. His name is Zimmern, not Zimmerman. I finally looked at the title screen.
Zimmern.
Zimmern, yeah.
So Zimmern?
A-N.
Zimmerman?
Zimmern. Oh, my God.
You spelled Zimmerman.
No, I didn't.
I said Zimmern, and then you're like, A-N. That's Zimmerman. No, Zimmern.
It's Zimmern.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You spelled semen into your...
I didn't. There. Zimmern.
That's not what you were saying.
I tried.
And you did it without cussing. We commend you.
You want to watch me eat a tarantula really quick?
That's me for fine. That bald asshole.
Among the conventions of pro stagger die and sections remain arms buffalo. You're sweet.
Maybe this isn't. I don't know. You could watch Here it is.
You went so fast through that video, I think I had a stroke.
Stone sits at the intersection.
Cambodia. Oh my god!
Not just on your plate.
He's just stacking on that like it's a bowl of potato chips.
Whoa!
What they do is they deep fry them and then they put ramen seasoning packets on top for flavoring, and then they say it eats just like soft shell crab.
I guess if you're going to cook and eat them, you've got to handle them first. Can you give me one?
Boy! I'll come.
Lady, oh, okay. you need.
Well, this is.
You need Jesus.
Fighters for about 12 cents a piece.
12 cents for a tarantula?
There.
Yeah.
I'll pay 24 cents to fuck off.
Wow. I can't wait any longer. Delicious. So, wow. I've never had the opportunity to eat fresh, live tarantulas being cooked.
Well, are they fresh and live? Have you cooked them, Andrew? You ever had soft shell crab?
I'm not frozen, by the way.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much. I almost took off. I almost turned off my computer. I was like, fuck this, whatever. I'll text them later.
That was awful.
Have you ever had soft shell crab?
Yes.
You have? I won't eat it because
I've eaten it once and it was not a fun experience. I care so much about texture. Too much, even. That was bad.
Oh, so I'm sure you've like never seen the inside of a crab because like by the time you normally get 100%, to it,
100%.
By the time you get to it, it's all cooked and everything's like mushed together. Nah, this is what the inside of a crab looks like as it's like untouched.
Yeah, you rip it open. He's got all that good stuff in him. Yeah,
organs of the crab.
But have you ever seen it like not cooked?
Yes.
Like, this is
yeah, 100%.
What you see in the middle is the heart.
Yeah, I couldn't.
The crab's heart functions like this.
Really?
I couldn't.
Oh, because it looks like a face and a nose. I get it. Looks like his nose is breathing.
Side of the heart are the gills.
Rewind it a little bit. Back to where his nose is moving. Look at his nose and his eyes. It looks like he's breathing.
You're an idiot.
That's a yes.
With a slight greenish tint, and others are pods. The
I couldn't eat the soft shell crab. I'll eat their legs, but like that's about the extent.
Yeah,
of it.
I've broken down two soft shell.
Why are
crabs.
You breaking down soft shell crab? You're supposed to eat them whole, like a Whopper.
I've broken down crabs, but not soft shell. I can't say
shell.
That word.
Can you not say it?
I can't. It's like when I'm drinking, I can't say S H and T. And S together. Like, I can't say Massachusetts. Like, that's it. That's all I got when I'm drinking. Ask me to say the Boston is the capital of what state? Ask me.
No. Say soft shell crab again.
It's exasperating trying to say the right thing. So when you give up, you're just like, shit. Kate, whatever, is going to report on the spiders.
Can you say that you ate soft shell crab in Massachusetts?
Oh my god. My brain just imploded. All right, here we go. Just to make sure it's good. For Axe who doesn't listen, keep peace. All right, here we go. Oh my god. Okay. I'm literally trying to say it right, okay? There's saliva over my mic. All right. I ate soft-shelled crab in Massachusetts. I just had a stroke.
Can you say it fast or just rail it off?
I know. I'm going to try and say it hella fast now. Okay. I ate soft-shelled crab in Massachusetts.
I think we should go. I'm schwitzing.
We're out of here. Hold on. 1 sec. Let me show you this real quick. I tried my best. I ate soft-shelled. No, I can't even do it. I tried again. The depths of hell, Dylan. Yep, I'm out. We can watch that later. Okay. Parting words, Dylan.
What is a... How do you... What... But what... How come... What even is a parting word? Is that like a killing word?
Dylan, you really need to focus on... The reason you're having an issue with this is... Okay. Hold on. Let me start over. No, let me rephrase it. Okay, what were you saying?
Start over. Let's start the podcast.
Okay. Start at the beginning. Welcome to Increasingly Verbose. This is...
What is this?
It's you and...
Who?
You and...
No, that don't seem right.
No. At the beginning, it was you and me.
Well, in the beginning, it was Adam and then Eve. No, that's wrong.
It was Elohim and...
Crabs? Everything is... Crabs are old.
They're so old.